Welcome back. If you're reading, or in this case, listening, to this post, chances are you and your partner are somewhere in the middle of wedding planning and realizing you don't exactly want the same thing. Maybe you're dreaming of a whimsical garden ceremony surrounded by wildflowers, and your partner is picturing a sleek, modern ballroom with clean lines and minimal fuss. Or maybe it's the other way around. Either way, you're not alone, and this is actually more common than you think. Today we're talking about planning a wedding with different styles, and more importantly, how to do it without it turning into a weekly argument. So let's get into it. Why different styles can be a strength. First things first, let's reframe this whole thing. Different wedding styles don't have to be a problem. In fact, when two distinct aesthetics come together thoughtfully, the result is often a wedding that feels more layered, more personal, and more memorable than one that follows a single theme perfectly. Think about it this way. A partner who loves minimalist, clean design can actually balance someone who leans toward lush, romantic florals. Those two things can work together beautifully. You just need a plan. And here's something worth remembering. Your guests will notice when a wedding feels genuinely personal. A blended aesthetic tells your story as a couple, and that authenticity? It leaves a lasting impression. Start with an honest style conversation. Before you book anything, venue, caterer, florist, sit down together and have a real conversation about what you each want. Ask each other things like, what three words would describe your dream wedding? Are there any non-negotiables for you? Things you absolutely cannot give up? And what are you genuinely flexible on? After that conversation, browse inspiration images together. Pinterest is great for this. As you scroll, you'll start to notice where your tastes actually overlap. Maybe you both love warm, candlelit lighting, or you both agree on an outdoor setting even if your decor preferences look totally different. That overlap? That's your starting point, and we'll come back to it. Find your style overlap and build from there. Once you've each shared your vision, look for the common threads, and then build your entire aesthetic around those. Say you both love warmth and coziness, even though one of you wants rustic wood details and the other wants modern gold accents. That shared love of warmth becomes your anchor. From there, you can pair reclaimed wood tables with sleek metallic centerpieces, and it actually works. A few combinations that blend beautifully. Rustic meets modern. Think wood textures with clean white linens and metallic touches. Bohemian meets classic. Loose organic florals like pampas grass paired with structured white roses. Minimalist meets romantic. A neutral palette with one bold, emotional element, like deep burgundy candles or cascading greenery. And if you're looking for decor to pull these looks together, I've linked some options in the blog post. Things like rustic table runners, pampas grass arrangements, and taper candle centerpieces. All on Amazon, all budget friendly. Check those out in the written post below this player. Divide and conquer. Here's a tip that saves a lot of couples a lot of stress. You don't have to make every single decision together. Instead, divide the wedding elements between you based on what each person cares about most. One partner takes the lead on florals and color palette. The other owns the music, lighting, and entertainment. Both of you contribute, but you're not fighting over every little detail. This works really well as long as you trust each other, and as long as you both agree on the overall aesthetic framework before you split off. To keep everything organized, a shared wedding planning binder is genuinely helpful. I've linked one in the post if you want to check it out. It keeps both partners on the same page without constant back and forth texting. Choose the right vendors. Not every vendor is equally good at blending two different styles, and that matters more than most couples realize. When you're interviewing florists, planners, or photographers, be upfront. Tell them you and your partner have different aesthetic visions and ask them directly. Have you worked with couples like that before? How did you approach it? A great wedding planner can act as a creative mediator. Someone who helps translate two separate visions into one unified design language. And a great photographer will be able to capture both the clean, editorial moments and the warm, candid ones. That versatility matters. Let your attire tell both stories. Your outfits are one of the easiest places to let both of your individual styles shine, without any conflict. There's no rule that says everything has to match perfectly. One partner in a sleek, minimalist suit and the other in a flowing romantic gown? That can look absolutely stunning in photos. The contrast feels intentional and authentic. The trick is to coordinate through one shared element, a color, a fabric tone, a metallic finish, so the looks feel connected even if the silhouettes are completely different. I've also linked some wedding jewelry and bridal accessories in the post that bridge these styles really well, in case you're looking for inspiration there. Keep communicating all the way through. Wedding planning can take a year or more, and what you both wanted at the beginning of that process might shift as things start coming together, and that's completely normal. So check in with each other regularly, not just about logistics, but about how you're feeling. If a disagreement comes up, go back to your shared style overlap and your list of non-negotiables. Those anchors will carry you through even the most heated decor debates. And always remember, the goal isn't a perfect wedding. It's a wedding that feels like both of you. So to wrap it up, planning a wedding with different styles is not a problem. It's actually an opportunity to create something more personal and more beautiful than either of you could have designed alone. Start with an honest conversation. Find your overlap. Divide responsibilities. Work with vendors who get it. And keep communicating all the way to the altar. Your wedding doesn't need to fit inside one aesthetic box. It just needs to feel like you, both of you. Thanks so much for listening. If you found this helpful, the full written post is right below with all the links and tips we covered today.